And now, a sports update with James Willis.
And who would know it, there is a cricket test match being played somewhere in the world at every minute of the day, on every day of the year. Is that right? Is that a statistic that measures up, do you think?
Yeah, I'm happy to run with that, Steve.
Yeah, I think so. Except Christmas Day. I don't think anyone plays on Christmas Day. Clearly, we play on Boxing Day. But I think every other day of the year, there's a match being played, a test match, a one-day match, 2020 match, a Big Bash match, somewhere in the world.
Yeah, and the Australians are over in Sri Lanka. They're playing in the city of Kandy. That's K-A-N-D-Y.
Great spot.
First day today, the first test. It's been called off basically early. Stumps on day one due to heavy rain. But Sri Lanka all out for 117. Nathan Lyon, 3 for 12 off 3 overs. Josh Hazlewood, 3 for 21 off 10. And in reply, Australia, 2 for 66 with Joe Burns out for 3. David Warner, a duck. So the openers couldn't score any runs. Steve Smith, the captain, not out, 28, and Usman Khawaja unbeaten on 25. Sri Lanka, in many terms, are a recovering, rebuilding side. In the last 18 months, they've lost their two greatest run scorers ever in Kumar Sangakkara and Mahela Jayawardene. More than 24,000 test runs between those two batsmen. And since they've retired, Sri Lanka's struggled.
Without being a smart ass at all, these games are played with very little interest in Australia at the moment, unless you're an absolute cricket nut, presumably to keep the subcontinental television crowds happy and the bookies. Would that be right?
Well, and TV rights, no doubt, 100%.
Is it on TV here anywhere?
Yeah, Fox Sports.
Okay.
Definitely on Fox Sports, but you're right. It's to satisfy these massive TV rights deals that they sign with the subcontinent. That demand a certain number of one days and T20s and test matches every year. And so as a result, at the same time, Pakistan's playing England over in England, and we've got India playing the West Indies, so it's all happening.
Now, the great Russian canoeist Alexander Dyanchenko, you'd be aware, won gold in the kayak doubles in London in 2012. He's been ruled out of the games because canoeing is decided we're not going to have any Russian drug cheats.
Yeah, so as we said, the International Olympic Committee decided against a blanket ban across every single sport and Russia in general. So it's left up to now the Olympic sports, the individual sports to make calls. Track and field, as we know, banned their athletes months ago. In the last 24 hours, though, the International Tennis Federation has said Russia's allowed to go. We've had several...
Is allowed swimmers, to?
Yes, several Russian swimmers banned. But the news in the last couple of minutes is that five Russian canoeists have been wiped out. So canoeing is said that Russian won't be allowed. This is just the tip of the iceberg, Steve. I mean, I've mentioned a couple of sports there. If you consider across every Olympic discipline, all eyes will be on them to see what decisions they make over the next couple of days. The Olympics starts in less than 2 weeks. So if they've all got to make a call whether Russia's allowed to go or not, the rest of the world's expecting them to ban Russia, but if they allow them to compete, they're going to have to make a call on that very, very soon. And if they do ban them, they can expect legal challenges from Russia on every front.
It's going to go sport by sport by sport, and the opening ceremony's on Saturday week.
Correct, yeah, and it's a real mess. And then you consider the role of WADA in all this. I know we've said, WADA released this report that said hundreds of Russian samples were destroyed, but this mob gets about $30 million US a year. And they're funded to protect the integrity of sport. Well, Australia gives them about $300,000 of that. But you consider that from 2008 and 2012, the last two Olympics, nearly 100 athletes have tested positive years and years down the track. So if WADA missed them at the time, how many other athletes have they missed since then? You just wonder whether the dopers are just far too smart for the investigators. You look at someone like Lance Armstrong, who's probably the biggest scalp in the history of doping, never failed a drug test, only got undone because his teammates gave evidence against him. Essendon, 34 players were banned without a single positive test for a year. So you just have to wonder whether WADA has as much of a grip on doping as we would expect them to.
No, the chemists have got it all over the drug testing authorities, I think. They just find masking agents and they get away with it. But we'll have to watch day after day and see which sports stay in and which sports decide to ban them. Thank you very much, James. When are you leaving?
We leave next Wednesday morning. So I'll have our final yarn to you before heading off on Tuesday night.
Great stuff. We'll talk to you from there. James Willis with Sport.